Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina ben Yedid Nafshi HaRav Aaron Avram. We're in Meseches Negaim in the fourth parak in the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Holy Mishnah, Yesh B'Ser Lavin Mashem B'Michya. There are stringencies that apply to white hairs, which don't apply to living skin. V'Yesh B'Michya Mashem B'Ser Lavin. And there are stringencies that apply to living skin, which don't apply to white hair. Both are simani tuma, but each of them have their own chumash. Seser lavin mitami b'shchinu v'michve b'mochonus u'mufuzar b'mavutzer v'lo shalom mavutzer. White hair renders a boil nega, and a burn nega tame. These two types of nevaim we discussed in the past. Torah discusses we have a boil nega, a shchin, and a michve, a burn nega. So white hair renders a boil nega and burn nega tame, and renders tame whether together or spread apart, whether surrounded or not. As we already learned, the nega that appears on a partially healed boil or burn will be confirmed tame if two white hairs grow within it, whereas michya in these negaim does not confirm tame. So that's number one, that's that white hair renders a boil nega or burn nega tame. B'mechunasim ufuzer renders tame whether together is spread apart. White hairs make the nega confirm tame muchlat whether the two hairs are near one another or they're on opposite ends of the nega. Bartenur sheshtei cyrus makom echad benega. That's mechunas mufuzer zeben miser chanega zeben mayrev. The michya, however, must all be in the same place to be a confirming symptom. Wow, so when it comes to michya, make sure it's all in the same place if you want to be machlit, if you happen to be a kohen. And b'mavutzer shalom mavutzer, whether surrounded or not, michya confirms it only when it's completely surrounded by the nega, whereas white hairs are tummy symptom even if they are on the edge of the nega. Shein mavutzer kuchut hayotze min hanega v'yesh baruch b'shtei sairus ma'shein ken b'michya d'vina mavutzeres ha'mechuneses. So like we said, that's the Bartenura, that the michya is a confirming symptom only when it's surrounded. White hairs can be at the edge, living on the edge. And yesh b'michya, sha michya, what does the michya have? Stringencies that apply to michya, to living skin. Sha michya mitame b'karachas u'b'gabachas, hafucha v'shlo hafucha, makeves ha'hofech kula lovan, u'mitame b'chol mar m'shen kem b'seir lovan. Stringencies that apply to living skin. Living skin renders tame on a bald area, on either the back or front of the head, whether changed by the neg or not, prevents one who turns completely white from becoming tar, and renders tame with any appearance, which is not the case of white hair. Meaning that living skin renders tame on a bald area, that's a karachas on the back of the head, or begabachas on the front of the head. So michya causes tame if it appears in a nega on a bald spot, whereas white hairs on these negaim do not cause tuma. As the Mishnah goes into elsewhere. And in addition, besides the fact that living skin, the michya makes as metame in the karachas and the gabachas, also hafucha v'shalo hafucha, whether changed by the nega or not changed by the nega. White hairs are a siman tuma only when the nega appeared first and then the hairs turned white, says in Mishnah Yad Aleph later. Whereas healthy looking, that's when it comes to white hairs. Healthy looking skin is a siman of tuma muchlat, even if it existed first and then was surrounded by the nega. So that's the Bartenura says, hafucha v'shalo hafucha, changed by the nega or not, bein shabaharis kadmel tefani lashon, bein shabaharis, that's not only the way the Bartenura learns, other mefarshim as well, bein shabaharis kadmel lemichya, bein shabaharis kadmel lebaharis. It doesn't matter whether the white spot came before the living skin or the living skin came before the white spot, mashen kin b'seir lavan. So if the beharis came first, if the white hairs came first, then it's tahar. Uma keves is a hofech kulo lavan, prevents one who turns completely white from becoming tahor. A nega tame that spreads and covers the entire body, we know the Torah says becomes tahor. However, if an area of skin the size of a lentil remains a normal shade, the person is confirmed tame. This Mishnah is teaching us that if a nega was confirmed because it contained a michya, and subsequently the nega spread to cover the entire body except for the michya, the afflicted person remains tame. Kalashon ha bartenura. Dim huchlat b'michya uparchat siras b'kula chutz makom ha-michya dain tamehu. If he's muchlat with a michya, if you he has a michya, he's muchlat because he has a michya, and now the tzara spread to his entire body, chutz mimakom ha-michya, he remains tame. But if he was it spread to his entire body, even though his entire body is filled with white hairs, he's still tahor, because the seir lavan is not ma'akev the tahara, the saris lavanis, but the michya is ma'akev the tahara, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Uma'akevis is a hofech kula lavan. It stops the person who's kula lavan from becoming tameh, from becoming, excuse me, tahor. This michya. Normally, somebody who's kula lavan is going to be tar, but if he has a michya besides the kula lavan, he remains tame. My shenkein, the saris lavanus don't matter. He becomes tar if he's kula lavan. And then metame b'chol ma'ara renders tame with any appearance. A michya of any normal skin color is a symptom of a confirmed tuma, whereas white hair must be white to confirm tuma. And then in the previous Mishnah we discussed what shades of skin color qualifies a michya. That's already a machlokas, but al kol panim, white hair has to be dafka white hair, whereas when it comes to a michya, normal skin, we're not as limited. So ma she'enkein b'seir lavan, this does not apply, this is not the case with white hair. So in this Mishnah we're contrasting the white hair and the michya. So let us now read the Mishnah quickly. Review. Yesh b'seir lavan mashein b'michya, yesh b'michya mashein b'seir lavan. There are stringencies that apply to white hair, which don't apply to living skin. There are stringencies that apply to living skin, which don't apply to white hair. She'seir lavan metame b'shchinu b'michya b'mukhunus b'mfuzer b'mvutzer b'mvutzer. White hair renders a boil nega and burn nega tame, renders tame whether together or spread apart, whether surrounded or not. There are stringencies that apply to living skin. Living skin renders tame on a bald area, either on the back or the front of the head, whether changed by the nega or not, which we said means it doesn't matter what came first, whether the michya came first or the nega came first. Mashen came when it comes to seir lavan. The seir lavan has to have come after the beharis, after the nega, umakevis ofich kula lavan, and prevents one who turns completely white from becoming tar. Right, a little bit of healthy skin prevents one from becoming tar. If he's kula lavan, umtam b'chol mar, any appearance, it's mitame. Mashen came with seir lavan, which is not the case with white hair. And baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we've been zochah to learn perik dalid Mishnah Gimel, and hopefully God should give us life and Simchas Chaim and good health and the financial means, and please God, we will continue next time. Shalom, sweetest.